greetings and good cheer. Welcome, welcome, we are glad you're here. Jesus Christ has been born for you and for me. Has been born for you and for me. Merry Christmas to one and all. Merry Christmas, sleigh bells in the snow. Merry Christmas, faces all aglow. You are more than welcome to our festival. Merry Christmas to one. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to one and all. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to one and all. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to one. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to one and
this is an activity for drawing the sword for the kids. Okay, are you ready? Okay. Draw your sword. Isaiah 7:14. Go.
Give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel.
Thank you. Draw your sword. John 1:14. Go.
And the world was made flesh, and dwelt against us, and we among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you. Draw your sword. Isaiah 9:6. Go.
A child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, he will rule over us, and he will be called Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God. He will also be called Father who lives forever, and Prince who brings peace.
Thank you. Draw your sword. Micah 5:2. Go. Micah 5:2.
The Lord says, Bethlehem, you might not be an important town in the nation of Judah, but out of you will come a ruler over Israel for me. His family line goes back to the early years of your nation. It goes all the way back to days of long ago. Bethlehem was also called Ephrathah.
Thank you. Draw your sword for the last verse. Hosea 11:1. Go.
Israel was a child, I loved him, and I of Egypt I called my son.
Thank you. That's the end. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tito, go ahead.
Isaiah 9, verse 2 to 4. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil, for you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian.
She will give birth to a son. Everyone is going on about their daily activities. Children playing in the field. Students going to school, farmers going to the farm, businessmen and women going for their business places, professionals, we have the doctors, teachers, footballers, basketballers, all carrying out their daily duties. Everyone is going about their daily activities. Children playing in the field, students going to school, farmers going to their farm, businessmen and women going for their business places, professionals, doctors, teachers, footballers, basketballers, all carrying out their duties. Everyone is going about their daily activities. Children playing in the field, students going to school, farmers going to their farm, businessmen and women going for their business places, professionals, doctors, teachers, footballers, basketballers, all carrying out their duties.
In the land there is darkness. People are suffering pain, there's sorrow, they have pain, and most of all, there is fear.
She will give birth to a son, and you have to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward even forever. The seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising.
Thank you. spread the word and let the world feel its thrill. Let the world feel its thrill of the Christmas tale. Feel it over the celebrate born that Jesus Christ is born. Go to the mountain, over the hills, everywhere you go, tell them on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born, Jesus Christ is born. Tell on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Well, let's give them a very big clap offering. Wow. It's just been an amazing, amazing night. First, the praise and worship team. Wow, weren't they wonderful? Praise God. They surprised me. They were singing all kinds of songs I didn't know. I thought, what? Where did they have all that time to practice? And then the little ones came, and wow, just amazing. Each time they come up to minister, they are so impactful. I thank God for them. In just a moment, we're going to have Bumi Praise come and take us all the way. But before they do, I want to personally, on behalf of Mama and I, just celebrate you all and thank God for every one of you here tonight. It's a joy to have you. We give God praise for his faithfulness, and those that are watching online in the U.S., in Africa, and wherever they may be watching, we say Merry Christmas to you in advance. Amen. Praise God. Just a few quick words I'd like to share with you. It says in Luke chapter 2, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed." That all the world should be taxed. The word there, tax, is a very interesting word. It's a Greek word, apographo. Apographo. And that word means exactly what is stated there, to be taxed. It means also to be enrolled, to be registered. But I want to look at one aspect of it, to write off. Apographo, to write off. So in that one word, two things are happening. You can be registered or you can be written off. And in a sense, every one of us are going to be registered or written off. You are registered to be part of the family of God, or you're written off. But on the flip side, there's a time and a good place for being written off. That is when your debt is written off. There's a good place for that. When your debt is not registered. But the full application of that thought is this, that on one flip side, God registers you in and writes off what does not belong in your life. I like those two sides of the coin when it flips on the God side. Don't you? Yes. Well, what do you want? Everybody was sent back to their hometown, to their roots. You had to go back to your roots to get registered. What is your root? The fact is that the Bible tells us that God created us in his image and his likeness. So your real roots are with God. And if you want to thrive, you must get connected back to your roots. If you take a fish out of water and you put it on dry land, what will happen to it? It will die. Because that is not his habitation. If you're not connected back to your eternal habitation with God, you die. It doesn't matter how amazing you might feel, and well, these are fake plants. But the reality is, if you were to go to the store and you bought a rose, is that rose alive or dead? It's dead. But once upon a time, when it was attached to the main plant, it was what? Alive. But as soon as you cut it off, it begins to die. It might look like it's still alive and everything is well with it, because, wow, that little bloom opens up and you think it's growing. No, it's dead. It's dead. It's dead because it's been cut off from its roots. So it is with every one of us. When we don't stay connected with God, we die. You came out of God and you return back to God. You must continue to be a God person or you die. And so at the very beginning of the story of Jesus Christ, his birth, apographo, there was a taxing, there was a census. It is, how do you say this? There was no reason for a census for you to go back to your hometown if it was just for the counting of the people. Hello? Because I get counted here because I'm in Canada. I don't go back to Nigeria to be part of the census there. I'm here. I get counted here. Because in this place where I am, that's where the impact of a census takes place. The government divides its funds for infrastructure, for education, for whatever it is, based on the fact that this is where I am. So it was unnecessary to send people to their hometown, other than God was trying to make a point. And the point is, get back to your roots. Your roots in God. Get back there, because that's where you're going to be counted. That's where you're going to live. Christmas is about getting back to our roots. Recognizing there is a God who loves me with an everlasting love. A God who is calling me out of darkness into his marvelous light. A God who was to infuse me with kingdom experience. A God who wants me healed, restored, and made every way whole. Tonight, if there is anyone here, hearing my voice right this very moment, and you know in yourself, you know what? I need to get back to my roots, then I invite you to do that. I invite you to do that. You know, sometimes your roots is not about salvation. Sometimes it's not that. Your roots sometimes might be where you belong. You are in the wrong business, and you need to change and go back to your roots, what God called you initially to do. Sometimes it might be, I used to attend that church, but I separated myself and things are not really clicking. Go back to your roots. Go back. Because that's where your mail is. Let me say that again. That's where your mail is. You're getting mail, but you're not receiving it because you're not at the right address. And if there is any son or daughter that belongs in this house, I invite you to come back to your roots so that you can get all of your mail. It is piled up. And when you come back to the right place, all of a sudden everything opens up. Wow! You're back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's such a joy to share the word of God with you this evening. And in just a moment, Bumi Praise will come and take us all the way. And but before we do that, I want to give you an opportunity to invest into the things of God. If God has spoken to you and you know this is something that you should do, then I invite you to bring an offering to the Lord. An offering as an expression of your thanksgiving to God, who loved you enough to send his son Jesus Christ to be our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer and our Healer. And as God works in you, do so. If you need an envelope, just raise your hand. And I see a hand over here. If you need an envelope, just raise your hand and somebody will get an envelope to you. The ushers will reach out to you. Is there somebody here tonight that really needs to make that connection? Say, Pastor, I want to get back to my roots. My roots in God. I've walked away from God, and I want to come back to him. I need you to pray with me. I'm not going to call you up here, but right where you are, if you need to do that, well, it is the smartest thing you can ever do, giving your life to the Lord. Is there anyone like that? Just raise your hand, and if I see it, I will acknowledge it. Okay. Well, then I will believe that everyone here today is already a believer. And I celebrate the wisdom that you took when you gave your life to the Lord. Now let us all walk together before him. Let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this great congregation. All these sons and daughters gathered here tonight. I thank you, Lord, that your word is activated in their lives. They are registered. Their names are written in the book of life. And Lord, because their names are written in the book of life, everything else that does not belong to their life is written off. And it's a new day, a fresh start. Blessed be your holy name. May all your people celebrate your goodness. May they celebrate your faithfulness. And may they boldly, as a song was sung a moment ago, go tell it on the mountains. Father, we receive the grace, the boldness, the fortitude to do so. Let in our light shine, that the world may know that you love it and your desire is the best for them. Blessed be your holy name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, bless you. At this time, we may praise will come and lead us on. And let me take this opportunity to invite you to participate with us in our next major service, which will be next Sunday, Christmas Day. I tell you, you don't want to miss it. You want to be part of it. Huh? Yeah, Christmas Eve, next Sunday, Christmas Eve, yes. Amen. There's no evening service. We are not having the Christmas Eve evening service. That's Sunday evening, just the morning. All right? Bless you. It's a joy ministering to you. God bless.
Together with the household of faith. Well, we are Bumi Praise, and all we do is worship God and praise Him. Hallelujah. You know, it's been a long journey from January till now, and without God, you and I cannot be standing. Do I have a witness to that? If not for the grace of God, you know, you and I might not be here today. For me, I have my story. It's so long, but even at that, God has been faithful. The Bible says, if not for the Lord that is on our side, we would have been consumed. But the Lord has kept us thus far. He has protected us. He shielded us, provided unto us. He saved us. He helped us. He guarded us. You know, He did so many things for us. And this is the season we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. However, when we look back, we can always realize that it's possible that, you know, we've erred in few areas of our lives from January till now. There are times that maybe we just gave up on God and I'm like, I'm tired, you know. We are human, right? And that happens. And at times we're able to just retrace our steps and go back to Him. I want you to join us this evening to worship God and invite you to rise up on your feet as we lift our hearts, our hands, our everything in worship and adoration unto the Most High. for all that he has done for us from January till now. And we believe that he that has brought us this far will surely see us till the end of this year and many more years in the name of Jesus Christ. Just lift your hands to worship God and begin to say something wonderful to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your mouths are not too heavy to sing unto the Lord, say something wonderful to him. He's worthy. Inaboso hatakaya nabashata. Forsake us, that when we go through fire as hot as the fire is, he will be by our side. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were in the lake of fire, there was a fourth man in that fire with them. Remember, it was only King Nebuchadnezzar's eye that was opened to actually see that there was a fourth man in the fire with the three. Which means whenever we go through whatever situation we find ourselves, let us always have it in our subconscious mind that God is with me. Hallelujah. The Bible says when we go through water, that water will not overshadow us. Yes, it could feel like we are drowning, but I promise you, the word of God is yea and amen. The word of God is so sure, and it standeth forever. It is only word that hasn't changed since I have known God. I want us to take that song again, and I call your attention into the lyrics of that song. Hallelujah. I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie, Jesus, that you are unable to help.
Praise the Lord.
shout out to the land. Yeah. Oh, go, oh, go. Hallelujah. To the land. To the land. Let us try and do something in the presence of the Lord before we go. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Okay, we are ready. I have space here. So tell your neighbor, give me space, give me space. Give me space. If your neighbor will not give you space, give your neighbor space. So I have space here. Hallelujah. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I wanna say.
Say thank you, Lord.
I just wanna
thank you, Lord,
for all the blessings you give, for all the blessings that I cannot see.
Say thank you, Lord.
Say
thank
turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. Ashes we rise. There's no one like you. No, no, no one like you. Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger.
Lord, you are higher than any
father.
Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God.
Our God.
Our God is greater.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. Lord, you are higher.
No one like you, no, no, no,
not like you.
Into the darkness we shine,
into the darkness we shine. Out of the ashes we rise, no one like you,
no, no,
not like you.
Our God is greater,
our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any.
I'm
In the walk, 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 in the wal This year, they are unquantifiable. You know, the same road that we went through, the same road that we go through every day, some people have gone through that same road and, you know, they never came back. The same battles that you and I had fought this year,
And the Lord had won them for us. Some people had fought them and they never made it. The same fire and furnace that you and I had went through or gone through this year, some people had gone through it, they got roasted, burnt, and they never made it out alive. But God is so faithful, His infinite mercies, to have kept you and I thus far. In that attitude, I want you to be on your feet. We are taking that song again in an appreciative mode, just to show our appreciation to God. If you want to kneel down, you can go ahead and kneel down. If you want to stand up, you can stand up. Let us just show our appreciation to God. Let's internalize that song and just sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have done so much for me, Jesus. I cannot tell it all. You say, if I have 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough to worship you.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Tobe chuku. Tobe chuku. Tobe chuku. He has done it for me. Tobe chuku. Say.
Tobe chuku.
Daddy, 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 daddy.
Tobe chuku.
Can I hear you sing?
Tobe chuku. He has done it for me.
Say Tobe chuku.
Tobe chuku.
This part, it says, even before I pray, you say,
nobody sees me. So Bechuku, he has done it for me.
He has taken away my shame, given me peace of mind. Oh,
so Bechuku, he has done it for me.
See the way he answered me. Say,
so Bechuku. So as we go into the year 2024, I don't want to know what that situation is. I want you to prophesy into that situation. Hey, remember the power of life is in what? The power of life is in what? The way you want it, prophesy into it. It may not be visible yet, but I promise you, you need to what? Prophesy. Speak into it. Speak life into what you want. Let's go. One, two, go. Jesus,
you have taken away my shame.
Jesus,
in a special way.
In a special way. What was impossible?
In the name of Jesus,
you made possible.
In 2024,
Jesus.
One more time, let's go.
Jesus,
you have taken away my shame.
Jesus,
touch your head in a special way.
What was impossible?
In Jesus' name,
you made possible. Jesus,
as we go into the year 2024, so shall it be unto us in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. So before I go, with your permission, sir, we have an event on Saturday, December 23rd. It's a Christmas concert. Hallelujah. And it's like praise without barriers. There is no barrier in praising God. Hallelujah. There is no barrier of any sort. And it's going to take place at RCCG Kings and Priests Chapel Center. And that's at 50 Scofield Boulevard. That's the advert up there. Hallelujah. God bless you.
will meet Brace and be exclusive. Also ministering, Sandra Lee Park, dance drummer by Gospel On Screen. Date is December 23rd, 2023. Door opens at 4 p.m. Venue, RCCG Kingston Priest Center, 50 Schofield Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Don't miss out on this great experience. Come with families, friends, and loved ones. Let us come together to rejoice and celebrate the reason for the season. Jesus. Let your baby boy has come to
me. Praise the Lord. Did you have a wonderful time this evening? Well, praise God. Is there anyone here for the first time? I'd like to acknowledge you before we go. Anyone here, first time? Just raise your hand. Ah, okay. Okay, I see another hand over there. Well, bless you. Thank you for coming and gracing our place with your presence. We do not take it lightly. And we do not think it's an accident. We believe it's a divine appointment that you came. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Did I see a hand over there? All right, let me come to you. God bless you. Awesome.